Recorded.
Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yep, this is Wayne, and I have Asad and Andrus, and his phone number is 213-733-5725. He's on the line.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great, how about yourself?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, I guess I was just transferred here. Yes.
Yeah, okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
No.
No, you haven't?
I'm sorry. Can you state the question again?
Yes. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Okay, explain. I said no, right?
Yes, so you're willing to affirm that you haven't?
Yes, no. No.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
September of 2020.
September of 2020.
Yeah.
And do you know the subtype by chance? Do you know if it was a B-cell or a T-cell lymphoma?
It was a B-cell. B-cell?
The diffuse
lymphoma, Cleave.
Okay, you said the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
In 2020, I was 30.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
It was home, for residential purposes, I think. Yeah, residential purposes.
Okay. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
Let me get that address for you, where I was at the purpose. Can you hang on for me for one moment?
Yes.
Thank you. The address. One 145 West 41st Street, Los Angeles, California, 90037.
Thank you. And is this your current home address or no?
Yes.
This is your current home address?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I would say it was about 8 years.
8 years.
Eight and a half years. eight years, maybe 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
Let me see. So I started in March of 2012.
Started in March of 2012, and when did you stop?
Maybe September 2020.
Okay. So have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a smartphone.
Right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you.
Okay.
Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first and last name for me?
A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, D as in Delta is my first name. A as in Alpha, my last name is going to be A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, D as in Delta, R as in Robert, U as in Umbrella, and F as in Snake at yahoo.com. I mean, that's my last name.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth? 06-18-90. And what is your social?
620-38-2095.
Thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
So, I mean, how did I learn?
Yes.
How did I learn about the connection?
Like, how did you find out it was related to Roundup?
Oh, I did a test. I got a biopsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you found out it was related to Roundup. Was that also in 2020?
Yes.
2020. And what is your height and weight?
I think 5'7", maybe 145.
And then is your email address your first and last name at Yahoo?
That is correct.
Yahoo. And is this your main cell phone number, the 213-733-5725?
Yes, that is.
Okay. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup for?
How many times?
Yes, a month.
Maybe monthly?
Yes.
maybe once a month, twice a month, once a month.
Twice a month. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
And you said you started, it was March of 2012, and you stopped September of 2020?
Yes.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
No. And then you were spraying it in California, correct?
Yes.
And if you had to estimate the amount of times you've sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 10, over 20, over 30 times.
Well, if it was over that period of time and once a month, maybe 20, 30 times? I don't know, 30 times? 12 times a year?
Mm-hmm.
So, times 8? Yeah. You do the math.
Oh, right. I put down over 30 times at least.
I just have to... Excuse me.
Right. And then do you get your... That's okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was mixed, I think.
Premix.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
Home Depot.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to check.
Okay. Right. And have you ever smoked?
It's in my, it's probably, it's in, huh?
I'm sorry?
Can you say that again, ma'am? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Are you currently employed?
No, not at the moment.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay, how long would you say?
Well, to come to think about it, I wasn't working at the time. So, no.
Okay. No. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Right. And do you have medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
UCLA. UCLA Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. And that's the one on... 1250 16th Street, Santa Monica?
Yes, yes, ma'am. 90404?
Yes. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yes, Dr. Lee Rosen. Dr. Lee Rosen, Dr. Lee S. Rosen.
All right, thank you. And when was the last time you retreated?
When was the last time I was treated? Last time I was treated, see, I guess my last treatment date would have to be September of 2020.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
I mean, it's something that I've never experienced before. So I was tired and frustrated.
Right. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive?
Can you hold on for me 1 second, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, okay, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I apologize. Okay, so come again.
What type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemotherapy, radiation, immunotherapy?
I had radiation. They gave me chemotherapy as well.
Okay. And then your current home address was the 145 West 41st Street.
That is correct.
And we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
I mean, I always answer my phone.
Okay.
I always answer my phone.
All right, then I will keep your number on there. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah. Wait, have I DocuSign?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
It's where you sign
Is that like?
electronically on your phone.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead
No,
and
I
send over these documents to you
Google
right now.
Fine.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I thought you was talking about something else. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I just sent over the documents. You should have received it as a text link and to your email, whichever one is easier for you to open up.
Okay. Okay, and then what do I do?
Are you opening the link from your text or from your email?
I guess for my text message.
Okay. So once you open that up, it should ask you, it should say, please review and sign these documents, and you can press continue.
Okay. Okay, that's not my email address.
The email's incorrect.
Yes.
Okay, what is your correct email address?
A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, A as in Alpha, D as in Delta, underscore. My last name at yahoo.com.
Yahoo. So is your first name spelled ASAD or ASOD?
My first name is spelled ASOD on all my legal documents.
Okay. ASOD.
But the preferred name is, I prefer it to be spelled ASAD, but for legal purposes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I think you would have to resend that again, huh?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, I think I got it. Okay.
Is that one correct?
Yes.
Okay.
On the song, on the thing. It says, please song. You're not letting me song.
Do you see a start button at the top?
No, it just says, please review and act on these documents.
Okay,
it says,
do you
please
see?
Please song right here.
Oh, there's no start or next or continue?
No, it's a continue at the bottom. I agree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Okay. 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 I press the start button or?
Yes.
Okay. So what do I do now?
Once you've pressed start, it should take you to the first signature field.
Okay. Tap it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Adopt and sign?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I click finish.
Yes.
Okay, you're done signing.
All right. And then I also sent you another text for my direct line, just so you have my information in case you had any questions at all, as well as the attorney's number. So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
So now what's the next step in this process?
So now you just wait for their call. So I sent you their number in case you miss it or anything, but they should give you a call to verify the information that I just sent, and then they're going to tell you what to do next or where to go from here.
Okay.
All right. Well, did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, then thank you so much for your time. And if you think of anything else, you have my number, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.